Dasarath loved all his four sons, and yet he had a special affection for Ram. And the latter deserved it by his royal qualities and adherence to righteousness. Ram's graceful frame and virile beauty, his strength, his courage, the purity of his heart, his perfect life, his compassion, sweetness of speech, his serenity, his deep wisdom, and his statesmanship were admired by the people and made them eagerly look forward to his becoming king. And Dasarath knew and rejoiced in this expectation. Hence, considering his old age, he wished to crown Ram as regent or acting king and entrust him with the de facto rule of the kingdom. Informing his ministers of his desire, he convened an assembly. Rishis and wise men, leaders of the city, the kings from neighboring lands, attended. When all were seated, each in his appropriate place, Dasarath rose and addressed them. His deep manly voice, like the sound of a trumpet or the roar of rain-bearing clouds, filled the great hall. A royal radiance shone from his face. His words were full of meaning and charmed all ears as he said, "Like my ancestors, I have tended this kingdom as a mother cares for her child. I have worked unremittingly for the people. Now my body is old and infirm. I wish therefore to appoint my eldest son as regent and transfer to him the burden of responsibility. Following the holy custom of my forefathers, I hope to spend the rest of my life in austerities in the forest. Ram is fully equal to the task of kingship. He is expert in administration and statecraft, and he is unequaled in valor. I can transfer this trust of sovereignty to him without any anxiety, and I hope that this honored assembly will permit me to do so." Shouts of joyous acclaim rose from the great assembly, and with one voice, the gathered princes and notables exclaimed, "So be it!" The king spoke again. "You agree with my proposal, but give no reason. This will not do. Let the wise man explain why they agree." Then several speakers rose and explained Ram's virtues and fitness to rule. The king's heart was filled with joy to hear these praises. At last, the whole assembly rose and said with one voice, "Let there be no delay. Let Ram be anointed regent." The king answered that he was happy and would forthwith carry out their wishes. Then, turning to Vasishta, Vamadeva, and the other holy men and guardians of the sacred rites, he said, "This is the auspicious month of Chaitra, the season when the trees in the forest are covered with flowers. Revered elders, make all preparations for the anointing of Ram." The assembly was glad to hear these prompt orders. As bidden by the king, Sumantra, the minister in charge of the household, went to fetch Ram. Ram, ignorant of all these happenings, came and stood before his father. Hearing of the decision to anoint him regent, he humbly bowed acceptance, saying, "I am in duty bound to carry out your orders, whatever they may be." Dasarath blessed Ram and said, "You are a good prince, beloved of the people. Let not your courtesy and your consideration flag, but increase with your opportunities of doing good, and earn you enduring glory." Then Ram returned to his dwelling. Hardly had Ram returned home when Sumantra called in haste and told him that his father wished to see him. Asked for the reason, Sumantra could not tell. He only knew he had been enjoined to fetch the prince at once. Ram thought, "The king must have taken counsel over the coronation ceremony and perhaps met with some difficulty, but whatever happens is for the best." Ram was not eager to assume authority, but looked on it as only a duty to be done. If the king wanted him to take it up, he was ready to do so. But if the king wanted him to give it up, he was equally willing. In this mood, Ram went to his father.